Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Keith Hernandez. Always a pleasure. I look forward to you coming to the Bay Area. But we've had some wild games here lately, and the Mets certainly have had wild extra inning games. You were involved in one that I talked about just this past week, beginning in July. 20 innings, 19 innings, 3 in the morning, and then the fireworks went off in Atlanta.
Yeah, I forget the year, 85 or 86, but it might have been 85, I'm not sure. It was Dwight Gooden started a game, and we had a three-hour rain delay, number one, and then Dwight couldn't go back out there. I hit for the cycle in that game, and it was Rick Camp tied the game up with a home run off Tom Gorman, our left-hand reliever, and we were playing into the wee hours of the night, and we had to go on further. Ron Darling didn't get the save because we scored four runs to win. But Ron Darling was called upon to pitch the last inning, and he was in our starting rotation. And then when the game was over at around 3 o'clock in the morning at Old Fulton County, they shot, there was around maybe 500 people left, 1,000 maybe, and they shot the fireworks off. It startled all the people living in the surrounding areas, and they called the police, and they thought that we were under attack.
So July 4th, you know, it's amazing. Isn't it? Baseball's amazing when you go through something like that. You never expect that.
Well, no, you don't, and I was exhausted after that game. I know my last two at-bats, I had nothing left in my legs, and the only time in my career, my last at-bat, I hit a ground ball to second base, and I didn't even run to first base. I mean, I ran three quarters way down the line. The ball, I was just so exhausted that when the first baseman caught the ball, I just turned to the dugout to get my glove. I made the last out of the inning. So, you know, we also had, we were just talking earlier, you know, in 86 in the playoff game, that 16-inning game against the Astros that won the National League flag, and we beat them in six. So extra innings are always fun.
Yeah. Keith Hernandez with us. Always enjoy talking about, you brought it up, that game. And you had such a big part of that game, not necessarily as a player, but sort of as a mentor for Jesse Orozco. I'll never forget it, going to the mound. And it was clear you were saying something.
Well, Jesse had thrown Jesse usually threw 1-2 innings in relief. He was a stopper along with Roger McDowell. We had two stoppers. And Roger went 5 innings in that game, and which was totally unusual. 5 innings, a shutout ball. So it was on Jesse, and he had thrown, I think, 2 or 3 innings, and he was exhausted. And we had the big lead, and they started pecking away at us, and it was okay. Here's a fastball, hit it. It can't beat us. Well, finally they got the tying run to the plate. And it was that Kevin Bass was up, and he switch hitter, and it was a perfect matchup for Jesse because Kevin Bass, right-handed, was not a good, it was a high ball hitter, was not a good low ball hitter. So Jesse's down breaking ball, which was outstanding, was a perfect pitch. And I just went to the mound, told, you know, just more or less to get a little comic relief, because the dome, you remember the dome, could be so loud. And it was filled to the brim. It was a capacity house, and you couldn't hear yourself think. And I just said, Jesse, if you throw that a fastball, we're going to fight. And he kind of chuckled, and we just, Carter came out, and he agreed. He said, we're going to call all sliders the best, and Jesse threw 3 sliders, game over.
You know, in those days, you didn't cover your mouth with the glove. Today, everybody, you don't know what he was saying. This was pretty clear.
Well, you get involved in the game and you don't think about it. I mean, the players now, they have, all the games are televised. They weren't televised when I was playing. You went in the clubhouse, you had TVs, but you didn't have MLB Network. You didn't have a lot of cable. The only thing you had was Turner back then. And so you couldn't watch the other teams play so I think players are more aware because they're able to watch any game they want when they're in the clubhouse. And you know the players get here so damn early now.
Keith Hernandez with us, so let him go. He's got to get some work done today. But All-Star game, of course, in New York. And you had a couple of hits in one All-Star game, a hit in another All-Star game. And I think maybe Goose Gossage you got a hit off of. I forget who the other one was.
I went 2-for-2 in the 80 or 81, 80 All-Star game in L.A. My first All-Star game was in Seattle in 79. I pinched hit and it struck out. But I got the 2-for-2 in Dodger Stadium in 80. I don't know where the other hit was. I know I played 2 All-Star games in San Francisco, Oakland, and here at Candlestick. I didn't, this is a pinch hitter. I vaguely remember that. And I started, my only starting All-Star game was 86 in Houston, and I went 0 for 4.
Okay. I think you mentioned this. Is this the first All-Star game in like Shea or New York or a Met Park since 64?
Yes, the 1964 was the only All-Star game at Shea Stadium.
Wow.
And that was the game where Johnny Callison hit the home run, a three-run home run off Dick Raddatz to win the game. For a National League win. So it's going to be the first time since 64 in a National League site and the first time in the new ballpark, City Field.
Well, just talk to Willie Mays about that one. Willie says that Walter Alston said, all right, I want you to get on base against Raddatz. And Willie said, I can't hit him. I can't hit him. Somehow he got a bloop hit, stole second, Cepeda got a hit, and they got the runs going, and then Callison hit the three-run homer. But Willie says, truthfully, he never faced a pitcher harder to hit than Dick Raddatz.
Really? That's very interesting. I can tell you one. I was talking to Red Shandy when we played in the Cardinals earlier in the year, and he was standing just die, Stan Musial, his old buddy. And he said that the only pitcher that Stan Musial said anything that he didn't like to hit off of him was the old African-American left-hander, Bob Veal, the Pirates.
Really?
Yep.
Well, if you talk to Bill Worrell, Bill Worrell claimed he got Musial out. Oh, you know Bill Worrell, the scout. You know, he lived in San Mateo, the old lefty. He says he owned Musial. Good luck.
Well, good for him. not too many did.
All right, Keith, thanks so much. I appreciate the time.
Okay, my pleasure.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.